Okay, today's daf is Kilayim Davav. Kilayim Davav, and we are on Hey Amid Beis in Meseches Kilayim, discussing various different issues of crossbreeding and grafting. And yesterday we got into issues of Maisa Breishas, right? Because we asked, the Gemara asked, what is the source that you can't be Markiv Eitzei Srak, non-fruit-bearing trees with Eitz Machal? What is the source for the grafting? Because the grafting is not befavors there, but those Sarbia, you have it by animals, but you don't have it by the trees. And we said that's what's included. So we said it's included in Es Chukosai Tishmoru, with one of two understandings, either Chukosai, the Chukim that I have already mentioned, Tishmoru, you shall guard, or Chukim Shechakakti, right, the Chukim Shechakakti Bolami, the rules that I've mentioned in my world, and the species that I've created, so you can't mess around with that. And that was basically the idea of the Ramban and the Rabbeinu Bachai that we mentioned in Vayikra Yutes, that talk about how Kilayim is a bordering on Kfir B'Maisa Breishis, and we said maybe that's connected to how why it's included in Bnei Noach. And we mentioned way back last week when we started the Masechta, that that's what Rav Yashiv thought, that Makar, that Ramban Rabbeinu Bachai, was the Makar that is relevant to the issue of human cloning, when he was showed in many different Marmakomos. But those are some of the issues that were mentioned. Interesting, it's a similar type of a drasha. The first suggestion that Rav Yona gave, that Chukim Shechakakti means Kfar, we have that sometimes, that the Torah alludes, gives us a makar to something and saying, as I've said before, even though it's not Mefurish, said before, right? We have in the Aseret Dibros in Parshas Vaschanan, we have Kabed Asavicha Vesimecha Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Lokecha, like I commanded you. Where was it commanded? What, in Parshas Yisro? Parshas Yisro is the same event. So what do you mean it's the as I did? So Chazal assume that it must be the Kibbut of Aim was commanded sometime earlier. Sometime earlier. When earlier? In Mara. That's how it became one of the mitzvos that Chazal tell us were given in Mara. Interesting, Rashi quotes three of them on Ala Torah. It's not the same ones that the Gemara has. The Maharal and others work on that question. But it's Kasher Sivcha, like I commanded you earlier, and Kibbut Avayim was given in Mara. The Ksav Sofer says, Kasher Sivcha Hashem Alkecha, like I Kibbut Avayim, like I commanded you in the Midbar. What do you mean in the Midbar? The Ksav Sofer says, the parents in the Midbar, what do they do for the children? They didn't do shopping. They didn't do cleaning. They didn't do laundry. Right? The Anani HaKavod took care of everything. So what does it mean? Kasher Sivcha Hashem Alkecha. So says the Ksav Sofer, children shouldn't think that the only element of Kibbut Avayim is Hakaras HaTov. No, in the Midbar, parents didn't really do anything for the children besides bringing them into the world, but besides that, none of the other responsibilities, and yet, Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Alkecha, there's still a mitzvah of Kibbut Avayim. So children should recognize Kibbut Avayim as a separate value other than what the parents do during their life for the children. But either way, that's another example of Kasher Tzivcha, where the Torah alludes to an earlier event that is not Mefurish. We also have it by Shechita, Kasher Tzivisicha, the makar for the mitzvah of Shechita, some suggest is the pasuk of Kasher Tzivisicha. Just as an example, the Sefer HaChinuch has this in mitzvah Tafnun Aleph, in the mitzvah of Shechita, in Parshas Re'ei, that Shekol Mishar Yirtze, and again, Shechita is one of the examples where the poskim discuss whether it's a mitzvah, whether it's a matir. It's for sure a matir, it allows me to eat, but is there a separate mitzvah? But most of the Moriah mitzvahs counted as a separate one of the 613. This is called the mitzvah Rishus, a situational mitzvah. If I want to eat meat, then I have to do this. But what's the makar? What's the makar for this? So the Chinuch tells us, based on Chazal, Shekol Mishar Yirtze Lecho Basar Behema Chaya O'of, Sheyishchot Osam Tchila Karaui. First, you have to shech them properly, only with slaughtering it. And this is what the pasuk says. Like I commanded you already. Where did I command you already? Just like hektish karbanos have to be slaughtered in with certain rules, so too chulin. Kaasher tivisicha melamed shenitztava Moshe Rabbeinu. Not that it says a beferish. Right, the Misora is given on it. Shaya kenshin it's tave becholin yeshchita kamoshi yedu alanu. Like we know from earlier, besaken v'shir makom shchita beveshet v'kana v'shar anyanim. And we know that even though it only says it befers by bakar vatzon, you know it applies by other dinim as well. So again, this is just the two other examples where we have the Torah alluding to an earlier time period, an earlier tzivui. So that's related to the first day that we had yesterday on Hey Amabez from Rav Yonah. Chukim shachakakti kfar. Then we had the other day of Rav Yossi b'shem Rav Hila, Chukim shachakakti ba'olamis. Now we relate to the issues of Leminehem. We're on the last line now of Vahema Beis. Says the Gemara, Imkain, we take out those words for Imkain. And the Gemara asks, Laman is Kal Haaretz. Why was the land cursed? We spoke about yesterday that the land, what was cursed, along with Adam and Chava. So the Gemara assumes here that the land must have done something also. The Mara Folta says it's Beferish on the next daf, on Vav and Aleph. Ilav shechata higufa nami lo niskala lo bishol Adam levado. Just because Adam sinned, it wouldn't have been automatic that the land would be cursed. So the land must have done something different, and this is going to relate to the Limineyu, and that's why this is mentioned here. So lama niskala haaretz, why was the ground cursed? And we assume, the assumption is that there must have, as the Marafolda says, there's never an onesh belichet. Never an onesh belichet. Right? That's one of the Yesodos HaEmunah. The Rambam has that one as one of the Yesodos HaEmunah. And even the Sefer HaIkarim, who only has three, the Rambam has 13. But the Sefer HaIkarim has three. What are the three Yesodos of the Sefer HaIkarim? Yevsev Albo. He has Torah Min HaShamayim and Schar Va'onesh and Mitzias Hashem. Right, so those three. So Schar Va'onesh is one of the Yesodos that can't be Chet, can't be Onesh without Chet. Therefore, the world doesn't make sense unless there's that type of system. So, what did the ground do wrong? So, two days. Because the land violated the decree of Hashem. Violated. Tad she'aretz desha. The pasuk said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that the land should produce growths. Tad she'aretz desha. Esev, mazria, zera. Finish the pasuk. Eitz peri. Ose pri. That's the pasuk. And Chazal understood that to mean eitz peri, that the tree should also be fruit, should also be edible. Eitz peri, ose pri, and also produce fruit. Lemino asher zara bo al haaretz. So the tree, the command, Hashem says, Vayomar lakim, that's the first two words of the pasuk. Vayomar lakim, tachi aretz deshe, the land should produce growths. Eitz mazriya zara, eitz peri, ose pri, v'chulu. But it didn't, right? Eitz mara fold on top. Eitz peri, ose pri. Eitz peri, mashplash, eitz dumya de pri. Ma pri ne'achal af eitz yeh ne'achal. Just like the fruit is edible, so to the wood, the tree should be edible. V'hi lo astakein. And it didn't do that. Back to the Gemara, v'hi lo asas. Ella, what happened? Vatotzei aretz deshe, esev mazria zera, liminehu. The pasuk says ve'eitz osepri, asher zara bo liminehu. It just says eitz osepri. It doesn't say eitz pri osepri, just eitz osepri, meaning it produced fruit, but it wasn't edible itself, and therefore, which is Arbar Lumineu, right, and again those words, and that's what it did wrong. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Shalom says the land also did not produce what it was told to produce. Obviously, the land doesn't have Bechira Chashis. Maybe it relates to the Beis Halevi that we mentioned at the last year, that the land was influenced by the fact that Adam and Chava did something wrong, but this was before. This was an earlier day of Maisa Bereisha, so it's hard to say that. But either way, maybe we'll get to a message in a minute. But that is day number one. So the land did something wrong. Rabbi Pinchas Omar, Rabbi Pinchas, the second day, Samcha b'tzivuya. No. The land was very happy with its tzivui. Very happy. And what's being alluded to here? It's alluding to Vahosifa Ilane Srak. And it's alluding to that the land was so excited to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that not only did it produce fruit-bearing trees, but even non-fruit-bearing trees. Right, the Pnei Moshe says, they're also needed by the world. Shehein srichin l'tashmisho shal adam, l'eitzim u'l'binyan. We also need lumber. We need trees that don't produce fruit for wood and for lumber. And therefore, the land did something good. It was besimcha that it got this command. So one is allowed to cut down the ilani srak. There's a big sugya about cutting down fruit trees. cutting down fruit trees is a very sticky situation in terms of what is allowed and what is not allowed, and even for purposes, maybe the lumber is worth more. Poskim are very hesitant in terms of cutting down fruit trees unless there's mamish dangerous sakana issues. So maybe at the end of this time, we'll get back to the fruit tree discussion versus the Ilan Yisroch. But the Ilan Yisroch for sure are okay, as the Pnei Moshe says, that they're used for lumber. So two different dais. Why was the ground punished? Number one, because it violated something wrong. Number two, Rav Pinchas says it didn't do anything wrong. It was just that along Nigrar with Adam Rishon, right? It was cursed because it's there for Adam. Or it's there for Adam, right? Lo bishvil chat, the Barafolda says, lo bishvil chat on is kalala, el bishvil chet Adam levado. Not because of its sin, but just because of chet Adam by itself. Before we get to the Nafkaminas, the Gemara is going to bring, in terms of these two, Rabbi Reisman in his Sefer on the Nevi'im discusses this idea that at least the first day, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said one thing and the land produced something else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Rabbi Reisman on page 82 in his Sefer Pathway of the Prophets, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world through plan B. Through plan B. When Hashem initially brought us to Eretz Yisrael, the plan was for there to be a single kingdom, united under a single king. Plan A. Plan A lasted for less than a century. Two kingdoms developed. Even then, the plan was for this division to last for only 36 years. Unfortunately, this plan did not work either. They couldn't get back united. When we study world history, we find that Hashem consistently runs the world through plan B. Man was originally supposed to live in Gan Eden. Adam sinned and was banished from Gan Eden. Plan B. 10 generations later, man's actions brought destruction upon an immoral world. And only Noah's family survived the Mabel. What happened when the flood was over? The sun came out. Time for plan B of the world. 10 more generations for Avram to come along and begin to spread Hashem's name, thus fulfilling the purpose of creation. Did Hashem's plan call for 9 generations that preceded Avram to ignore the task? It would not seem so. But this is what happened. Plan B. And now he gets to our discussion. Creation itself is rife with plan B incidents. Rav Palm would point out, Rav Reisman says, that in describing the completion of the 6 days of creation, the Torah says, Hashem saw, Vayera Elohim es kol asher asa, v'hine tov ma'od. It was very good. Very good. Not everything seems to go according to plan in those 6 days. Hashem, the first example that he gives, Hashem commanded the earth to put forth fruit trees that would taste like fruit. But the earth sprouted trees that produced fruit, but didn't taste like fruit. Hashem created 2 great celestial sources of light, but the moon complained and was diminished. Adam Arishon certainly did not follow the original plan for mankind. Hashem also, furthermore, considered a world that runs via Midas Hadin, the attribute of sick judgment. In the end, he diluted the Midas Hadin with divine mercy. Everything, almost everything that happened during those 6 days were executed through plan B. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu evaluated those 6 days and said, exceedingly wonderful. Tov Ma'od. The world was created this way with great wisdom. Hashem could have orchestrated these events differently. Creation itself had to happen in a plan B manner, because that's the world that we live in. And it's still Tov Ma'od. And Rabbi Reisman now says, life doesn't always work out according to plan A. As a matter of fact, it rarely follows plan A. The most successful people are those who could adjust and work with plan B. It's not easy. It involves disappointment and an ability to reevaluate and lower one's expectations. But if Hashem could look at a world that was created almost exclusively according to plan B and call it Tov Ma'od, then we must do the same. We must do the same. And again, other examples that came up all the time, right? He quotes the famous story of, it's famous obviously if you know it, of Itzhak Perlman, the who had child polio, and in the middle of one of his big concerts, the string snapped, and he continued, right? Plan B, and he worked it. And he continues throughout history. He goes, Luchos Rishonos, Luchos Shnios, going into Eretz Yisrael, right? So many things are plan B. Okay, that's what he continues in this article. Feel free to look more there. Okay, we continue. So Rabbi Pinchas had the second day that said, no, they didn't do it. The land didn't do anything wrong, but it was just Mosif on the plan. All deities now, let's get through the Gemara and see some nafkaminas between the 2 days the Gemara brings into this agadic machlokas, but the Gemara has a nafkaminas. Al daitid Rabbi Yehuda bar Shalom, according to the first day in Yedeya, yafin eskala aretz, it's good, it's appropriate that the land was cursed because it did something wrong. Al daitid Rabbi Pinchas, laman eskala aretz, according to Rabbi Pinchas, why was the ground cursed if it didn't do anything wrong? Ke'inish to Amar, like people say, lit biza dechein einik. Cursed are the breasts that nursed this Russia, right? So man came from the ground. So as the mushal that people are upset at the parents if obviously something is not in the parents' control, but sometimes people look at the parents and say, oh, cursed is that the like the Gemara says in Yuma, praised right, and people should look at you and say, wow, praised are your parents who had you. The opposite is cursed are the parents that had you, and that's what the ground was cursed because the ground produced Adam. The ground produced Adam. We came from the ground. And it fits into what Rabbi Nassan says, there were three that went into judgment to din in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Three, meaning Adam, Chava, and the Nachash. And four went out with the punishment. Arura Hadama Bavurech. Right, the ground will be cursed because of you. Interesting, the four will be cursed. If you look at all the punishments, three out of four look like punishments. Adam was punished. Bezeas HaPecha Doch Alechem. Chava was punished, or Isha at that time was punished. Right, she was pain in childbirth. The ground was punished. Right, Kotz V'Dardar. The Nachash was punished. Okay, the Medrash says he lost his legs. But what does the Medrash, what does the Pasuk say? Ofer Tocha, Kol Yemei Chayecha. Right, they'll eat dirt. So what's wrong with eating dirt? They always have what they need. Why is that such a curse? So there's a Chassidish thought that says, maybe from Amir Pamishlana, that was the greatest curse in the world. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm giving you what you need. You're not going to have to talk to me. You're not going to have to ask me. You're not going to have to relate to me for eternity. You have nothing to ask for. You have your dirt. You're hungry? Just eat. Right? It's a privilege. It's a chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're able to talk to him, that we have needs, that we feel connected, that we have to feel connected, right? That we have something to ask for. Right? That's the Ramban's Lashon in Sefer HaMitzvahs. When the Ramban arguing on the Rambam, who says that there's a mitzvah to daven every single day, the Ramban says it's a chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's an opportunity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the opportunity. Obviously, when we daven, it's a kiyum daraisa. It's recognized on a daraisa level. But the chovas gavra, it's not there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu defines it rather as a chesed. And that was the curse. That was the curse of the Nachash, that he wasn't going to have this opportunity to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Gemara says, Arba'a Yatsu Mikulalin. Four went out. Four went out Mikulal in that way. And the Nachash was also a curse. So what exactly was the chet of Chava? Obviously, she ate from the tree, but the Avos Rabbi Nassan assumes that it was also the Isser of Baltosif. Baltosif. It's a good idea, generally, to have chumris. It's a good idea to add on. I mean, I shouldn't say that. In general, it could be appropriate to have additional and asus yagla Torah. Right? That's what it says in the beginning of Pirkei Avos. But if you look at Avos Rabbi Nassan in the first parak, right, Avos Rabbi Nassan we know is an expansion of Pirkei Avos. Expansion of Pirkei Avos. Right? Avos Rabbi Nassan has 41 prakim compared to Pirkei Avos, which are 5/6, but every line in Pirkei Avos has a few lines in Avos Rabbi Nassan, and that's why it's expanded. And Avos Rabbi Nassan says, Asei siyag l'dvarecha kederach she'asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu siyag l'dvarav. Va'adam arishon asa siyag l'dvarav. Torah asta siyag l'dvareha. And then it goes through Moshe asa siyag l'dvarav, Iyov, Neviim, Chachamim, kulam asu siyag l'dvareihem. Right, they're all usually right. Most of them are positive, but you look at the what Chava did, and Rav Hirsch points this out in his commentary on Brachos. She made a siyag, but she what was her chet then? If it's a good thing to have a siyag, right? The Avos Rabbi Nassan, the Brisa puts this together with Hashem and Moshe and Iyov because she blurred the lines. Between the siyag and the din, ezo siyag sha'asa Adam arishon l'dvarav. Right, what siyag? And here the Avos Rabbi Nassan is putting Adam and Chava together. Harehu omed vayitzav Hashem elokim ala Adam lemar mikol itzagan ochol tochel umeit adas tover alo tocha mimenu ki yom achoch meno mos tamus lo ratza Adam harishon lomar l'chava kiderach shem alei kadosh baruch hu. Wow. So according to this version, it was Adam that told Chava. Adam told Chava. Adam didn't want to just tell Chava what Hashem said, don't eat it. Ela kach omer la. Va'asei siyag l'dvarav yosim Hashem ala HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'mipri ha'it Hashem b'soch ha'gan amar alokim lo tochlu mimenu v'lo sugubo. Pentumusun. Again, the pashas of the pasuk sounds like it was Chava's instigating the addition, but here, according to the Amos Rabbi Nassim, it was Adam. Adam told Chava, Sharatza Lishmaras Atzmo Veschava Mena Eitz, Afilu Benegia. And according to this, you could say, what was the Chava's fault? Chava thought that that's what Hashem said. But that's what it says. The Nachash took an Eitzah. Amar, hoel, the Eini Yachol Lahachshil Asa Adam, Eilich Vahachshil As Chava. I can't make Adam stumble, I'm going to get Chava. Holach Vyashav Etzla, the Hirba Sichima. He started talking to her. Amar La, Imla Negia Atomeres, Tziva, Alei Nachash Baruchu, Harino Gnea Gobo Veno Meis. You think Hashem says you can't touch it? Because you're going to die if you touch it? Watch me. And he touched it. Af at imtigibo I at mesa. Also, if you touch it, ma'asa nachash harasha ba'osasha amad v'naga bi'ilan bi'adav uberaglav. Right, the nachash had hands and legs. V'hirtio at shenashu peirosav la'aretz and shook it until a fruit fell down. Until the fruit fell down. Ba'amar lo rasha al tigabi v'chulu. The tree kaviyachol, so to speak, was talking to the nachash. But that was the problem. The problem was that when the Chava said, if Chava/Adam would have said, Hashem said not to eat from the tree and we're going to add on and not to touch the tree, that would have been fine. But you can't blur the lines. With every chumrah, with every additional point, it's always important, Rav Hirsch writes in Brachos, never blur the lines between the chumrah and the din. Because once the line is blurred, so then if you violate the chumrah, then the whole thing falls apart. And the fence around which it was supposed to be a protection to what was inside, it all becomes blurred, and that's a problem. So again, there's a lot more there relating to the Hosafa, but we'll continue. Says the Gemara now. New topic. Ad kedum les ksiv el bentuch lo sibir kilayim. So we know that there's kilayim by animals. Of binayin, how do you know by birds? How do you know by cross-mating birds? And again, the birds that would copulate where there's physical contact, not the eggs, because we said that's hard to know about, hard to say what that is, it would be. Is Tani Tani Meis Chukosai Tishmaru, two psukim. Some say it's from Chukosai Tishmaru, the general, keep my species. As we said yesterday also, regarding the Ila, the Harkava. This Tani Tani mi Behemtacha lo Sarbiya Kilayim. And some say it's from Behemtacha lo Sarbiya Kilayim, and we have Xerah Shava with Hilcha Shabbos, so we compare the two. Lamai nafgamina between these two marmakomos. Hirkiv Elon, two nafgaminas. We're going to go with the Mara Fulda's Girsa over the next four lines, right? Because it's going to be exactly opposite of what we have, but we're going to go with the Mara Fulda's Girsa. Hirkiv Elon Verbia Ov. What if at the same time the Mara Silio says, with one Hasra, don't do Kilayim, which would be interesting, because the Minchas Chinuch likes to quote the Rashi in Shvuas Daf Chaf, that you have to warn with the Pasuk. You have to warn with the pasuk that it's in the Torah that these is the source. So a little tricky how you would do that here. The machlokas where the pasuk would be. So here, kevilam verbia of, if in the same helam you grafted trees and birds together. So to the marafolta, man to amar michul kosei tishmoru. If you learn it out from chukas tishmoru, eno chayv ala achas. So then you only get one malchus, one iser. Why? Because both kilai, both harkavas ilan and harbas over from that pasuk. Right, like we said yesterday, Chukas Edishmaru is the source for Harboaz Elon. So you get one Malkus. But if you learn from Behemtecha, so Behemtecha is the source for grafting the birds, and Harkavas Elon is from Eschukas Edishmaru, so Chayev Shtayim, then you get two. So one Afgamina is if you cross graft a tree and birds at the same time. And number two, the other Nafgamina is Herbia Behema Verbia Oaf. If you were marbia, if you cross-mated a behemah and an oaf in the same helam, mandamar mechukosai tishmoru chayev shtayim. If chukosai tishmoru, that's two. Why? Because behemah is a separate pasuk. Behemtecha lo serbia kilayim. So behemah and oaf are separate. Umandamar mi behemtecha eno chayev alachas. But if it's from behemtecha, then you would only be chayev one. Period. Back to the Gemara. Tani. Just one ara. It's also important to know how many, what the source is, not only because of how many malkas, but we know just because you have a repeat pasuk, the Rambam talks about this in one of his Shurashim, in Shurash Tess, if the Torah tells us four times the same Isser, that doesn't mean you get four Malkus. Right? You don't go by more Malkus for Ribui Halavin. But so you have to always know the important what the Makar is in terms of how many Malkus you're going to get. Says the Gemara Tani, Ein Markivin Zesim, so I skipped four lines, because we used the Mara Fulda's Girsa, and now we're up to Tani. Six lines up. Amar kivin zaysim berechav shel tamara. One is not allowed to graft. Take an olive branch and put it into the trunk of a date palm. Bebreshu ilan be ilan, because that's harkavas, two different species of trees. Rabbi Yudin Boy, Rabbi Yudin says, really? Is that usur, the olive and the date palm? But let's have the pliga al Rabbi Levi. Isn't that against Rabbi Levi's agadic statement about the pasuk in Tehillim? Your wife should be like a flowing vine inside your house. And your children should be like shoots of olives around your table. If you ever see an olive tree, there are shoots that go around the trunk. So that's the description. But we compare olives to children. And Rabbi Levi says, just like olives cannot be grafted into different species, so to your children should follow your path and your wife's path and shouldn't have any psolus in them. But it sounds like, according to the Brisa says you cannot graft an olive branch onto a date palm trunk, but it seems like it's possible, and that's why it's usur. So isn't that against this statement that it's not possible? Right? Just like olives don't have grafting, it can't lead to anything else, so too the children. So the Gemara answers, no. The first price does not mean that there's an actual new species that is produced by the olives and the date palm. No, it's not a new species. It's really an olive. It's just a sweeter olive. A sweeter olive. You want to get the sweetness of the date palm into the olives. So it's not a new species. So therefore, that's the pshat of the pasuk in, that's the drash of the pasuk in Tehillim. But it is sweetened enough that it would be aser mishum kilayim. Shan yehi, the Gemara says, hacha shu asid lamatka. It's going to sweeten it. Mara fulda on top. La'ola meinim otzi peres mishunim. Rak zesim. It's still olives. Vahada aser la bebraisa. Why is it aser? Lefi shatimra mimatekes hazayis. Because the date sweetens the olive. Ubishvil kach asra hatana. And that's why the tana asers. Hovihi mamtekes aide arkavazu aser. Davili ilan be ilan. So it's not a new species, but it's still going to be aser. Kadad, Rav Shimon Berebi. Like Rav Shimon Berebi used to use this type of horticultural wisdom, havi mashki parstike yain mevushal bishulamatka. He used to irrigate and water his peach tree with cooked wine in order to sweeten it. So that's not using wine to pour onto the ground. That's not going to be kelayim, and that's what he used to do. So amazing, quoting from the great rabbis of the Talmud, their farming habits that we learn from. See, they were involved in the farming. They were involved in the farming, not just letting other people do it. Interesting. Okay, continues the Mishnah. Other examples of isurim of harkava, of trees, and trees and vegetables, as the last Mishnah said. Eino ten yarek patoch sadan shel shikva. One cannot plant a vegetable into the sycamore. Sycamore was a type of fig tree in the days of the Mishnah. Into the sadan, in the trunk of a sycamore. The Marafold explains, we have this sometimes in Mishnayos. Before, they used to graft the sycamore and cut it all the way down. Before it was cut, it was called besulas shikama, and after it was cut, it was called sadan shikama. So you can't put a vegetable in there, because that's yerek be'ilan. Ein markivin pigum al gabi kita levana, b'reshu yerek be'ilan. Also another example of these items. Einotin yichur shel te'ena l'tocha chatzuf. A person cannot take a fig branch and put it into a chatzuv shehe makiro, so that it is makir. What is makir it? The Marafolda quotes today is either it cools it off, that the te'ena cools off the chatzuv, which is a very hot branch, or that it's there for kore, it makes good lumber. But either way, you can't put these two together, because again, it would be a violation. A chatzuv is a type of yerek, and kida is a type of the te'ena is a type of tree. The chatzuv, right, the Mara Folda also here quotes the Gemara, as the other Mefarshim do, was a special, it's the chatzav. It's a special type of bush that grows straight down. The roots go straight down, and that's the bush that they use, Yeshua ben Nun used, to mark the borders of the Shvatim, because it went straight down. So you can't argue where the borders were. Even if something spreads up top, the roots go straight down. That's the chatzav. And again, the Maariv Folder says it's a min yerek. It's a min yerek, and that's why with the te'ina, it's ilan b'yerek. Ain't often zmarish shall gefen l'toch avatiach. You cannot put a vine through a avatiach. That doesn't mean watermelon. Sometimes other type of melon seed. Shadezo rekas memeha. You can't combine those because you want to get the juices. Avatiach is very juicy. You want to have the gefen have some of that moisture. No, you can't do that. L'tochem reishu ilan bayerek. That's ilan bayerek. The gefen is an ilan and the avatiach is a yerek. Einosin zera dalas l'toch achalmis shetei meshamarto. Also, you can't stick the gourd seed into the chalmis for protection, Breshu Yerek B'Yerek. Again, all these cases, even though you're not trying to create a new species, but even if one is going to be Nana from the other one, that also is a problem. Good. Says the Gemara. One of the examples given in the Mishnah was you can't mix the Geffen and the Avatiach, because that's Ilan B'Yerek. Says the Gemara, Ilan B'Yerek, you got a bigger issue. Rav Zacharia Chasid Rabbi Levi Boy. Below Kachino Aser Mishum Zerom Tachas Agefen, isn't it Kilei HaKerem? Kilei HaKerem is Aser. Right, that's even more Chomer. We mentioned that's even Aser Midrabanan in Chutz Laretz, and that's Aser Iser Hana. So isn't it Aser even more than just Kilei Zra, Kilei Ilan B'Yerek? So I'm Rabbi Yossi. Tipater Bama Mikshorish Lamata Mishlosh Tvachim. You're combining it deeper than three tvachim into the ground and chutz l'shisha, and it's more than six tvachim away from the vine on the surface. We will learn. We said this in the Akdama. You need to have the yarek and the tfu have to be six tvachim away from a vine or four amos away from a vineyard. So, and underneath, deeper than the three tvachim in the ground, anything could combine. That's not usur. So that's what happened here. Kada detani, that's what the Mishnah is referring to. Therefore, it's only an issue of Ilan B'Yerek. Say, Ilan B'Yerek, there'll be a problem even underneath. It's just the Kilei HaKerem is the what's potential problem that we knocked out. Kada detani, sharshe pia, hanuch nasna toch arba amos sheba kerem, that goes within four tvachim of the kerem, lamata mishlosha tvachim, but it's under, deeper than three tvachim in the ground, harelu mutarin, that is not a problem of kilai hakerem. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but we'll continue next time with a totally new topic of sticking vegetables in the ground for refrigeration. It relates to many different halachos that we will see.